From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, June 10th. Coming up, a parasite has cattle ranchers worried. New World screwworms were pushed south of the U.S. border for decades, but they're on their way back. Ranchers recall what it was like to fight screwworms and the efforts they'd like to see keep them out of the U.S. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Charles Isbell will become the next chancellor of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. The Board of Trustees unanimously voted for him yesterday. Isbell says he will support faculty during federal attacks on academic freedom while following the law.
We will always support our values. Our values include academic freedom, freedom of speech. We will always comply with the law. We will always do the things that we are supposed to do.
President Donald Trump has explored stripping the accreditation, federal funding, and ability to enroll international students of universities like Columbia and Harvard. Isbell will step into the role August 1st. He succeeds Chancellor Robert Jones, who is leaving to become president at the University of Washington. Convicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's net worth is emerging as an issue ahead of his Friday sentencing. Dave McKinney has more.
In a late-night court filing, federal prosecutors divulged a financial detail about Madigan that until now had never been publicly known. They said Madigan had amassed a personal fortune of more than $40 million. Prosecutors said that total underscored the former speaker's, quote, appalling greed in trying to illegally steer work to his law firm and put his own interests ahead of the public good. It's partly why they believe Madigan deserves a 12-and-a-half-year prison term. But Madigan's lawyers want a judge to strike the ex-speaker's alleged net worth from the court record, and they blasted the government for having, quote, plastered it in its filing. The judge did not rule in the defense request Monday.
This is Dave McKinney.
Immigration and labor organizers rallied in downtown Chicago yesterday to protest the Trump administration travel ban. The ban went into effect on Monday and impacts travelers from a dozen mostly African and Middle Eastern countries. Restrictions have been placed on seven other countries. Sun-Times reporter Elvia Malagon says immigration advocates are concerned about families being separated.
If anyone in any of these countries wants to come to the U.S., it's going to be a much bigger obstacle than it was before.
Travelers from countries listed in the ban with visas issued before it went into effect yesterday should still be able to enter the U.S. But visa applicants from countries listed in the ban will have to meet narrow criteria for an exemption. A major healthcare provider is restructuring its facilities in Champaign and Vermilion counties. OSF Healthcare plans to consolidate its Urbana and Danville area hospitals. But IPM's Patricia Bradford reports some worry the change could come at a cost.
J.T. Barnhart is the president for OSF's Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana. He says demand for mental health support has grown in the community.
We want to make sure we're putting the right resources, the right services in the right place to best care for the communities we serve.
Under the new plan, the Urbana campus will focus on behavioral health, while some inpatient and emergency services will shift to Danville. The hospital says the move comes in response to financial losses, and Barnhart says the organization wants to retain as many employees as possible. But one OSF employee, who asked to remain anonymous for fear of retaliation, says they're worried the changes could lead to job losses and delays in urgent care. The plan could be finalized by next year, pending approval from a state health board. For IPM News, I'm Patricia Bradford.
Still to come, we'll hear about a parasite that has cattle ranchers worried. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 79 degrees and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 59 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 86 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 65 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, a number of big tech companies are pursuing an expansion of nuclear power. To that end, Meta recently signed a 20-year deal with a nuclear plant in Clinton, Illinois. We'll talk about what that means for the future of nuclear power here in Illinois and around the world. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Ranchers are potentially facing a big problem from a tiny insect. The New World screwworm's larvae burrow into the skin of animals like cattle, sheep, and deer, causing illness and even death. They were eliminated from North America decades ago, but now they're on their way back. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks talked to ranchers who remember what it was like to fight them.
New World screwworms, which are actually flies, are more than just a nuisance. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that their absence saves the American economy nearly $3 billion a year. So how does a rancher who grew up dealing with screwworms feel about their possible return?
Terrified. Absolutely terrified. I'm glad you brought that up.
That's Chuck Schmidt, who raises cattle in Central Texas. He and I are watching his cows graze in a rocky pasture with their new calves. Back when screwworms were a problem, these babies would have been born earlier, during the cooler months.
Old school, you calved in the wintertime, okay? And you calved in the wintertime because screwworm flies weren't active.
Ranchers would also wait until winter to castrate or dehorn their cattle, since anything involving blood could attract the flies. Their whole calendar revolved around managing the pest. And this is a foreign idea today.
There's a lot of people my age and younger involved in the cattle business, and they have not experienced screwworm.
That's Michael Kelsey, executive vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Screwworms were eliminated from the U.S. in 1966, although there were flare-ups through the late 70s. When they were here, livestock required constant monitoring. Kelsey remembers talking to an older rancher about checking for screwworms in the 30s and 40s.
His job every day for 8 months out of the year was he would ride through the cattle. And if he saw any that had a screwworm infection, then he roped them. And then he had saddlebags of different types of drugs and different types of treatments that he would use to treat those cattle.
Treating cattle for screwworms is unpleasant. There was a specially developed medication called Smear 62 that many ranchers would use. Brothers John and Jim Carney remember using the Vaseline-like salve on the Central Texas ranches their father managed.
So you would apply it with a swab into the wound.
First, you try to pick the worms out with maybe a stick or something. Try to pick as many out, and then you take this stuff and wad in your hand and work it all in there.
What did it smell like?
Oh, God, it was
horrible. Rotten flesh smell. Yeah.
Entomologists first pushed the insects out of the U.S. by dropping sterilized screwworms from airplanes. That lowered their populations and contained the insect at the border of Panama and Colombia. But they've broken through that barrier and moved over 1,000 miles north into Mexico. If they reach the U.S., Jim Carney thinks they could devastate cattle here.
If all of a sudden they returned and there were no efforts to control them and they were to come back like they were, it would put 90% of the cattle people out of business.
There are efforts to control them, though. In May, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins suspended cattle imports from Mexico indefinitely. Keeping screwworms out of the country and pushing them back down to Panama will require more sterilized flies, though. Again, here's Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association.
The biggest thing we need to do right now, in our minds, is start producing more of the sterile male flies. And in order to do that, we need at least one, maybe two, perhaps even three, depending upon how far along this goes, production facilities.
Right now, the only facility in the world that makes the flies is in Panama, but there is a bipartisan bill in Congress that would create one in the United States. The bill is still awaiting a hearing. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Illinois Public Media. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Dave McKinney, Isabella Nieto, Patricia Bradford, and Michael Marks. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.